Mishnah and Daf Memches Amud Aleph discusses the din of Nisach HaMayim, and the Stipler and Tainus and other Achanim have a very sadistic Chakira on how to understand the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. So basically, the whole year when you bring the Tamid, you are Menasech Yayin. There is no din of Nisach HaMayim during the year. And on Sukkot, the Torah says they also are Menasech HaMayim during the Hakrabas HaTamid. So the Shaila is it the Pshat that the Torah is saying that the Nisach HaMayim is part of the Nisachim of the Tamid? During the rest of the year, there's only one Nisachim to be Benasech Yayin, and on Sukkot the Torah adds that the Talmud also needs another Nisach, which is Nisach HaMayim, so it's part of the Dinim of the Talmud, it's Chayves HaTalmud, or does it really have nothing to do with the Talmud? It's Chayves HaYayim, it's a Din on Sukkot. The Sukkot is Mechayev, that you have to have a Nisach HaMayim every day, you have to be Menasech water every day, just like on Shavuos, you have to be Makiv Shnei Lechem, and Sukkot, you have to be Menasech L'mayim. It's not part of the Nisachim of the Talmud. It's its own din. It happens to be the Tzai's Kaver. And when you do it during the Hakravas HaTalmud, but it's not considered one of the Nisachim of the Talmud. It's a regular din of Chayves HaYayim. So, Bekitzer, is it a Chayves HaTalmud or Chayves HaYayim? There's many nafkaminas between the Tzitzadim. It's a big Arichas in the Achrenim. Maybe we'll get into it more one time. But many raya's are kind of lakan, but right now I just want to mention a nice raya that the Stipler brings in his Shtickel and Tainus and Siman Aleph from our Mishnah. It's Mevare Din in the Mishnah for this. The Mishnah says on Memchas Mebeis that these two chaitim dakin they had in the Mizbeach, one was for the wine, one was for the water. And the Mishnah says, Echad Mo'ovev Echad Dak, Kedeshi Shneim Kalim Bevas Achas. One of them was bigger, one of them was smaller, in order that they should both finish at the same time. So the Bedafka went out of their way to make one bigger and one smaller, that both the yain and the mayim should finish at the same time, because water naturally would flow quicker than the wine. So they did this bedafka to be kalim bevas achas. Effective stipler, where's the makar of this? Where do you get this from that they have to be kalim bevas achas? What's the inyan? We don't find a makar for it. There's no reason for it. Why can't they finish it two different times? What would be the pshat in this din of the Mishnah? So stipler says that if you understand that the nisachim of the mayim are part of the nischa hatamah, just like the nisachim the yain, then perhaps that's why Chazal felt that it should be kalim bevas achas. They should both finish at the same time in order to be mekayim this din, to show that these are both Nischei HaTamid. It's not just Tam Chayves HaYayin, but it's a Chayves HaTamid. There's Nischei HaYayin, Nischei HaMayim, and therefore there's a Kepeda to make him finish Bedafka during the same time. That's why he wants to say Pshat, Lefi that side that it's Chayves HaTamid. Lulei Dvarav, maybe could say a little bit of a different Pshat, a Makir Taka for this ending of finishing at the same time from the Gemara and Tainus and Daf Chofei HaMebeis, and where it brings down over there that it says B'shashu Menaschim It's a mayim b'chag, the time when they're menasuch l'mayim during Sukkot. Tahayim aymer l'chaveira. One tahayim tells its friend, avei me'macha, bring out your water. Kol shnei reyam ani shamei. I hear the voice of two friends. Who are these two friends at the time here? So Rashi says shnei reyam is the nisach hamayim and the nisach hayayin. So the tahayimers talk to each other and they say we hear the two friends coming, and it refers to the nisach hamayim, nisach hayayin, and shnei reyam is two friends. So it sounds like there is a shaychus between them. They're coming together. Maybe that would be another mucker for this din that they have to be kalin bavas achas. But al kapanim, that's what the disciple wants to say, that this would be more moving if you hold that it's a chayves hayayim, a chayves hatamin, as opposed to chayves hayayim. And Bez Hashem will get more into this later on.